The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Today, the 28th of August, 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, but you got to have Chrome, it appears, to be able
really?
To get that. Well, Mimi was having a problem, and she said she was using one thing, and she went to another, and it worked.
Okay.
So if you're having a little problem there, that might be it. And our phone line's here, 530-605-4567. Sue's handling it until Ben gets a ride into work. They're having problems with their cars over in Ben's family. And,
okay.
And so he's getting a ride in from Pop today. And but Sue's here. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you? You look wonderful.
Well, you know what?
Well,
we talk We talk about Anne Marie and
having great personality.
What does she drink in the morning? I'd like to find out what you have for breakfast in the morning too, Sue, because you're always
bubbly
and everything.
Sue is a complete pro. Sue is a pro.
Thank you.
Yes, and since I've been doing radio. Oh, it's before Carl. You have
good
been
morning, Ben.
You've been the
Hi, Ben.
You've been
Ben.
The consummate professional.
Thank you.
So we so much that. Appreciate just like that. Like it's not like I'm sorry, my shift is over. I got it. You. This is what I'm talking about. Is that as a team, when a hole needs to be plugged, you're fortunate if you've got your team around you that are going to help you fix, like, well, we got to go on the air. We're not in there. We used to be in there, but now we've got our own, you know, the front studio, which you used to be in for 13 years on KLXR with Jimbo in the morning. So we had a great chance of just witnessing you at work then. So thank you so much for all you do, Sue.
Thank you. And it was such a natural transition because I absolutely love this. And, you know, in the morning, it's great. And today, the weather, it's going to be warm.
Yes, it is. It's going to be, okay. So today it looks like, we're going to have about 100 degrees. And overnight lows tonight are 69. You know, what happened the last time I read the weather was very interesting because as I go into AccuWeather Reading, it says it's 102. It's going to be 102. But, at about 8 o'clock this morning, we're going to get to be about 72. Now, I could tell you this morning, I was out walking the dog at 5:15. Could have been about 5:20. And I thought, you know, I put my sweatshirt on and underneath it a T-shirt. I was warm. You know, and I think I take them for about, I don't know, I haven't really clocked it. It could be like a half mile. And I take out the flashlight, of course, because, you know, we live in an older part of town where they're not smooth sidewalks. So I need to see what's on the ground in front of me and if there's cats hiding underneath the cars, et cetera. You know, they're always out in that time of day.
And I bet they startle you.
Yeah, they startle me. And then plus he decides to go jump, you know, so I have to be on my awareness. But anyway, so 102 today. And tomorrow it looks we're going to be even 100 days. It's going to be 104 with overnight lows of 65. Friday, 102. Saturday 102, and then we get under those triple digits on Sunday with 97, warm with plenty of sunshine. That's the forecast. We have a little bit of the beginning of the moon. Clear sky, saw it this morning. The moon and the stars were out, still in the morning. It's a beautiful, going to be a beautiful day. The weather is brought to you by our friends out in Anderson. Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated with senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. Carl,
yes.
I just want to say thank you. Finally, after all these months, we took my saddle out. When we were at the National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas, you know, we have a beautiful saddle that was given to us by a friend. She gave me her saddle because she's not riding anymore. And then we have another saddle. But we got...
We had a saddle given us... He was ready to give it to you, John.
Oh, I thought we were, well, anyway, so yes, I haven't even tried that on the horse yet. But we did have a saddle that we bought at the, that's an Australian, it's a hybrid between, it's an Australian kind of Western saddle. And we finally put it on Odina yesterday. We had to send it back the first time because it wasn't quite the right size. And then they refit it. And so we finally put all of the gear on last night.
It's six measurements that you have to make on the horse.
Yeah.
And the way it sits, because you don't want the saddle not to lay on the horse's back correctly. So, but yeah, we got it on last night, put all the gear on it, used the Tackaberry system, which is, we saw it was invented in the United States 100 something years ago. And it's a different way of cinching the saddle on than it is like the regular Western saddle that we're used to. But it works. I mean, it seems like it works real well. And it's easier to use. You can literally cinch the saddle up with one hand.
Yeah. It was interesting because we went on YouTube last night. We were watching all about the Australian saddle and how it actually began over in Australia when the English were coming over there and they brought their English riding saddles. And then they realized on the terrain over there it was so different. So they started to make this hybrid saddle. And it's shaped a little bit like the English riding saddle, but it's got where you're laying.
Pulleys.
What are they called?
Pulleys. And they're like a, I'm trying to think of the word, but they're in the saddle, and what it does, it's like bucking rolls where your thighs can go into them if the horse is going downhill or goes left to right. What it does is your thighs hit it, pushes you back into the saddle, like a bucking roll. But they're an integral part of the saddle, and that you don't add them like a bucking roll, which some people are going to go, I have no idea what he's talking about. But what it does, it fits in the front right by the horn and the pommel there. And so it kind of keeps as you go forward, your thighs hit it and keep you more secure in the
right,
saddle.
Right.
But the reason you got it is the way the saddle is built, because you've got long legs, it will allows your legs to move forward easier.
Right. And at this stage of my life, I just want a comfortable, like, trail ride. It's not like I'm trying to barrel race or do high jump or anything like that. I just want to whoop-de-doo, kind of walk, you know, do like a nature ride. And that is, to me, a dream of just being able to be relaxed and that kind of thing. So we're getting there.
She's ready.
She was so wonderful. Thank you, John. You know, I want to talk about this after the break, Carl. This is out of Rome, and this is from Pope Francis and his take, according to this article, about immigrants and migrants.
The Pope has some real interesting thoughts on these, on a lot of things that the church has not had in 1,000 years.
Well, I mean, according to this article, and we could talk more about it or not, immigration laws should not be made stricter, but rather looser, to allow more immigrants to cross international borders, Pope Francis said Wednesday.
Says a man who lives in a beautiful
conclave
that is completely surrounded by a wall in the Vatican. I mean, it's completely surrounded by a wall. And he's being guarded by the Swiss Guards, and he's not on the border in Arizona watching millions of people coming across your property and just staying here. And if it was true that, why don't we just divest yourself of all the millions and billions of dollars the church has and take care of these people?
Well, then in quotes, and this, when done with conscience and responsibility, is a grave sin. He says,
well,
to turn away migrants. Now,
says a man who lives behind a wall.
I understand. Well, I understand that you must love your brother, your brother man. I get that.
Our country was built on immigration.
Yes.
Nobody in the United States is against immigration. The vast majority of the United States is against open borders.
Yes.
People just come streaming across. that have nothing that they can offer except that they don't like being where they are because, you know, oh, America is the land of milk and honey. And it is. It's still the shining city on the hill, but it won't be if you get 50 million people walking through here that we have to end up taking care of. Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, all of this stuff. You know, a nation is not a nation without a border. I mean, let's just open it up to everybody. Well, how long do you think the United States will last? A generation, maybe?
Well, let's talk about other countries and how they feel about this when we come back, about some statements from leaders and bishops of other countries that are in a disagreement.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he says a lot of things that his bishops are, you know, go, no. And then we're also going to talk about that Vice President Kamala Harris is actually going to have a formal sit-down interview, but there's some twists to this that are quite interesting. It's time for a break, and we will be right back.
Feeling hot, hot, hot. Feeling hot, hot, hot.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas. But our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM and AM 1460 are proud to sponsor the Downtown Reading Scrabble Back to School event. 17 downtown businesses at KCNR have teamed up to create a super fun back to school event Saturday, August 31st from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. All you have to do is simply visit each participating business and see what they have to offer, and then you receive a Scrabble tile. No purchase necessary, but purchases do receive additional tiles. Build words with your Scrabble tiles. Then visit Shop Around the Corner Books to submit your word. Highest score for one word wins a gift basket. So be sure to stop by the participating downtown businesses, including Sketch and Press, Cask and Cleaver, One Heart Global, Gather Downtown, Curated, Shenanigans, Apricot Lane, Juniper Stone, Friday Vintage, Zoe's Travel Shop, Shop Around the Corner, The Farm, Old 44 Vintage, Cascade Curations, Carousel, Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, and Area 151. No swapping tiles with other players and official Scrabble rules apply.
I'm the double-decker car.
9 in the morning. Good morning. How are you on this beautiful, wow, oh my God, girl, it's hump day. 28th. It's almost at the end of August here. Yesterday was your daughter's milestone birthday.
It was kind
she's
of,
in
yeah.
good, she's in a good space. You know, folks, we weren't really sure, you know, how, cause she's been so invested in a beautiful way, in being the best mom and being really, there every step of the way. Like, I guess evidently, cause we didn't grow up like that, where you could actually every day go online and see where your kids were with their studies every single day. So once one of them was slipping in certain things, she brought in, you know, the tutors, the help. She was on them to help them get through. Well, now we've got the college graduate who's in getting her master's, mm-hmm. and then we have Michael who's just gone away for college. So she's been an empty nester.
And she's handling it.
She's doing it. She's doing,
I'm worried
just,
about Vince a little bit. But
well, you know, we didn't ask her. But yesterday was a big milestone birthday for her, and they've got the best group of friends. What keeps us grounded in Reading, besides each other, is our great staff, and we have a great group of friends, and they do too, and it's really lovely to see that their couple friends have been, their kids have grown up together and that kind of thing.
Yeah,
so,
his roommate at college is a kid he literally grew up with, and they've known each other, the boys have known each other, they're young men now, I mean, 18 years old, that they've known each other for since they were like 4 years old and all through school. So, anyway,
I was going to talk about the Pope and the last segment was talking about the immigration law should be made stricter, not rather looser, to allow more immigrants to cross international borders. Pope Francis said Wednesday, and so coupling with that, going on into this article. In his audience, Francis all praised the work of NGOs and others who, like Good Samaritans, do their utmost to help and save wounded and abandoned migrants. Okay, I understand that's a good deed, you know, because a soul is a soul. I understand that. The push for more streamlined international migration has been a hallmark of the Francis papacy, while he has demonized as xenophobic those who call for stronger, less porous borders. Yet, while the Pope and many European bishops have encouraged greater openness to migrants and easier migration paths, African prelates have sharply criticized this approach, insisting that mass migration is detrimental to their people and should not be encouraged. There's a Nigerian cardinal, an archbishop of Nigeria, has said that the mass migration out of his country is a sure sign that political leadership has failed. Having visited Italy and seen the number of Nigerian prostitutes on the streets of Rome and other cities as a result of mass migration, the cardinal said, and he was ashamed. To tell you bluntly, I'm ashamed, he told BBC. I'm moving through the streets of Rome, Milan, Naples, and I see my daughters on the street, on sale.
And that's been in Italy a long time. African women that come in from sub-Saharan Africa that are prostitutes, and it's you're driving through a countryside and there'll be a girl standing there on the road and she's a prostitute, and obviously wherever she's at there on the road she's getting customers. But it's even more than that. It's being able to strain the infrastructure of countries. A country can, you know, here's the numbers of immigrants we can handle, we can assimilate in our culture, whatever that number is. When it gets tripled or quadrupled, or, you know, it's then it becomes a problem. And then when you're getting criminals and criminal gangs that are coming across the border because the border's open, thanks to a Biden-Harris. Well, Kamala is now going to have her first formal sit-down interview. However, she's bringing Vice President Waltz along with her. Why? Why is she bringing Waltz along with her? It's going to be a joint interview with Harris and Waltz on CNN with Dana Bash.
What? It's on CNN? No way.
Well, yeah, it is. It will mark the first time that she's given an interview in 38 days. And the host, of course, is very sympathetic.
Another brilliant strategy on the Democratic.
Why do they need to do that? The comments you're reading is she can't do an interview by herself in a very friendly atmosphere with a favorable host, and it's going to be edited. And so Kamala needs to do a live, unedited solo press conference. She wants to be commander-in-chief, and she's too scared to do the interview without Tim Walz by her side. It was a comment by the name of Josh Hawley. Joe Biden can't get into a car or flight of stairs without a handler, and apparently Kamala Harris can't even talk to a CNN reporter by herself. Embarrassing. What would you say, would be asked, what would you say has mutually enchanted you both about being nominees? A joint interview. She can't be left unattended. As we know that she has a reputation for going into word salads and saying things over repetitive. And yet, here she is. She's going to give her first interview. She's bringing the vice president with her. There's something wrong here.
Vice president nominee.
With her.
Correct.
Who by himself has got a lot of things hanging on him right now. Lies he's told, to embellish his record and all that. And the other thing is, who is Kamala Harris? She's now made the statement that she wants to build a border wall. Stealing another idea from Trump. Saying that, I thought I was reading the headline. This is a commentator from the Babylon Bee. The Babylon Bee is just, it's a satire online newspaper, and it says the most ridiculous things, and they're funny, and it quotes, but it's all satire. Now, has decided she supports one of former President Donald Trump's signature ideas and one despised by progressives. It's the latest example of Harris flip-flopping on her past liberal positions, such as supporting Medicare for all and banning fracking, which she has now gone flip-flopped on, and proposes aid say she is now against. The interview, which will be her and Walt, so he can rescue her. But
again,
wanting to build the wall, it's from un-American, which is what she said, to full speed ahead. She called Trump's medieval vanity project un-American in a social media post. She also posted in 2020, Trump's border wall is a complete waste of taxpayers' money and won't make us any safer. But now she's for the wall.
All right, so...
Wait, she's for the wall?
Yeah. Instead of banning fracking, fracking's not that bad because that's Pennsylvania, right? So she is a total... Kamala is short for chameleon. She will change her colors to, and say anything, it appears. I mean, how do you say... Well, you were against the wall. You were open. You're for open borders. Oh, no, that's not why I think the wall should be. I mean, how do you argue about that when you say, well, for 4 years, 6 years, you've said this, and now you've changed your mind?
Well, we have people like yourself and my age group that have been around several voting cycles, and we really want to know about the issues and where people stand on the issues. And if you look at records and where they've been and what they've said, and then when they're now put into a presidential position and they have all these different people around them, say this, you have to do this to get this group of people and that group of people. But we've got this younger generation, like Ben. Ben is now legally can vote. Are you going to, we've got about a minute left. I hate to say this, but when you're in a real society, in a TikTok society, and maybe a Kardashian kind of fast, impressive, is it beautiful, does it sparkle, or do you go deep into looking into the issues? I'm kind of wondering because you work here, you hear all different kinds of sides. So then when you go to the voting booth, is it not going to be because somebody told you what to do, but rather than you, maybe you've done your homework. So you know that your vote, like, you're an informed voter. Would I be correct?
Yeah.
Okay, and Ben is 18.
You would be surprised and concerned, despite all the social media pushes to get people to vote, how many of my friends didn't vote in the last, like, state elections. I spoke to them, I was like, what are you guys doing? And they know I'm not a very political person, so they were like, where is this Ben coming from? And I was like, guys, this is important.
Good. Good for you. Good for you. Because I can say that at a certain age, I just spaced and didn't think that, you know, I missed an election. Oh, you know, because I was too busy, whatever I was doing. And now I just feel like, wow, it's my civic. Just like kind of when you're called up to do jury duty, it's your civic duty to show up.
Why is it not a holiday? That's my question.
Well, it should be. It should be a national holiday. People vote. They come down there that
I
day
agree.
To vote.
I agree.
Mail-in ballots should be done like they used to be, is for people who can't get to the polls. It should be done for the military who are deployed. And it shouldn't just be that, because some people vote 40 days out. And a lot can happen in 40 days. But we got to take a break. And this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Voted best in the North State. 2023, 2024, and let's do it again. Locally owned, locally operated, really good people down there. Wonderful selection of jewelry. The only watch repairman, the only stone cutter. They have it all at Four Winds Jewelry. You're from Native American turquoise and beautiful squash blossom necklaces and bracelets. To watches, to necklaces, to anything you can imagine, rings. And they're all at very fair prices at Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. The only place we go to buy our jewelry is there, locally owned, locally operated. I mean, that says a lot. They're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back with Riffle Raffle.
Hey everybody, RC with Tobacco and Brew, and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, El Pulpo by AJ Fernandez. Receiving a 94 rating, El Pulpo is outstanding, balanced, layered, bold, are just a few words used to describe the powerful character of such a cigar from the factory of AJ Fernandez. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging would like to invite you to join our free caregiver support events during the month of August. During these presentations, you will learn techniques on how to help when they don't want your help and how to plan ahead in caregiving by getting your documents in order. These free events will be held in Yreka, Weaverville, Susanville, Redding, Alturas, and Burney, and all attendees will receive free resource materials. Visit psa2.org for dates and times. That's psa2.org.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Feeling the smoke in the air? Breathe easier at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave on Market Street. Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs, clearing and easing asthma, sinus, and skin issues. Perfect for teens, families, athletes, and pets. Our salt therapy also helps with inflammation, frozen shoulder, carpal tunnel, and surgery recovery. Enjoy our infrared sauna and light therapy for weight loss and rejuvenation. Plus, try the Genesis Stone, a wearable aid for breathing and stress relief that may help reduce medication needs. Don't miss our back-to-school coupon codes around town. Visit Capturing the Essence Salt Cave today.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
It's back to school time with Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features timeless decor for the home or office, study or dorm, with a variety of books to choose from, including old encyclopedia sets and classic novels, along with sports memorabilia. Memory Lane also offers vintage clothing, college collectibles and gear, classic lunchboxes, porcelain dolls, tin toys, and stuffed animals. You'll also find antique and upcycled furniture, including desks and dressers, and fusion paint and supplies for the do-it-yourselfer. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles features costume to classic jewelry, including necklaces, earrings, bracelets, anklets, and rings in a variety of styles and colors to choose from. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Open Monday 10 to 6, close Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday open noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
They call me the wanderer, yeah, the wanderer. I roam around.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Good morning, everybody. 7:36 in the morning here on the 28th of August. It's about, 70 degrees?
Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Yes, it is. It's hump day.
I don't care. I laugh every time.
And, yeah, so does Mike Johnson.
What is it about that?
I don't know. I can't remember
what
the...
You know it's coming.
I don't even remember what the commercial was about. It's just this camel walking through the
office. Was it insurance, or was it a drink, or...
No, I have no idea what it was. Anyway, hey, we've got Katie Meyer here and Matt Bogdanovich, and they're here to talk about the Riffle Raffle.
And for many of you who, it's a fund, beautiful fundraiser that has taken the place of what used to be called the Duck Derby.
So, the Ducky Derby.
The Ducky Derby. And, you know, we had, while Kyle was gone, I had on a friend.
Eric,
that talked about, the replacement of, so we've been seeing these posters around town, and now you're here to update us on what's happening and what the date is and how we can help, what we need to do. Let's start with Katie. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. Okay, so what is the Riffle Raffle?
So the Riffle Raffle is a way for Shasta County youth to earn money for their own schools. They sell those tickets. They go out there, and there's a lot of Shasta County schools and different organizations that participate. They sell these raffle tickets with great prizes, and they get to keep that money that they sell, thanks to very generous donations from our community for all of the prizes and work that goes into it. And then they get to use those for activities that promote kids staying away from drugs and staying off of drugs and alcohol. So they plan field trips and they plan different activities and events throughout this within the school to help promote a drug-free environment for children.
So is it all schools? How many schools are participating? How does this work?
How many schools are we up to, Katie?
Right now, I think we have about 27 that have picked up tickets, just about any school or organization. We do have some, different youth organizations, you know, cheerleading teams,
and
different things that also participate in order to, you know, earn money for their teams to have activities that they do.
So I would be curious to hear from one of these kids their pitch. Because, you know, in my day, and Eric and I were talking about this, we used to go from door to door to sell candy and or magazines. And then later on, it became cookie dough.
Right.
That became the trend for a long time. And now this, I would love to hear the pitch of, are they, you know, probably, you know, neighbors. Usually people will, neighbors or neighbor or friends of your parents, they'll go to and say, I'm raising money for. And I would like to know for, bah, 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 bah.
And every one of them's different.
Yeah, yeah.
But honestly, I mean, if most of these kids, I'm sure, are showing people that they can turn $5 into $5,000 they win.
Yeah.
Or a houseboat trip.
Okay, okay. So it's $5 for a ticket.
That's correct.
Okay, and so let's say hypothetically the cheerleading team's going out and they're going to, you know, they'll have a competition among, like, say, the 10 cheerleaders, and I'm going to sell 50 tickets, you know. So right there, and then the 50 tickets, one family could sell 50 tickets.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a big family and they've got a long chain of friends, and Katie, you know that could happen within the rodeo association as well as Matt. You know, just the friends that you have and that you associate with, you know, that kind of thing, businesses, etc. So tell us again the date and how we can help. What can we do?
Sure. So it is coming up October 26th is the Sundial Riffle Raffle drawing. So between now and then, you can contact, the easiest way is jump on our website, sundialriffleraffle.com.
Oh, that's it. Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
Up at the top, you're going to see tickets. There's a drop down there. There's going to be information on how to purchase tickets and where you can go. You can call my office. There's a couple of different places, and we can direct you to the youth organization that is selling those tickets where you can get your hands on them if you don't know someone already that's approached you. Also, on that day that we're doing the drawing, because it is now a virtual drawing, if anyone is older like me, I sold Ducky Derby tickets way back, 30-plus years ago. It is virtual now, but we do still have a festival that we do at the Sundial on that day. And you can come down. There's vendors and food and fun times. Sammy the Salmon, is down there and some, KIXC characters are down there. And
what time is the event again on October 26th?
Yeah, that goes from 11 to 3.
Okay, 11 to 3.
Yep. And the drawing is at 2. So we do the drawing at that point. If you're there, great. If you're not, we will contact you, tell you what you've won. And there is quite a few prizes. It looks like we have 5 prizes, grand prizes, up for.
How about, can we get a sampling of what the grand prizes are?
Absolutely. So,
and can we? Is there any truth to the rumor that Matt is playing Sammy this year? Sammy the Salmon.
Honestly, I could not fit.
Because you're wearing that kind of that salmon-colored shirt. There's other people would call it pink, but I'd say salmon-colored.
And yeah. I heard a houseboat trip.
Yeah. So first prize is that $5,000 cash. Second prize is a houseboat vacation from Holiday Harbor.
Oh, yeah. We love Holiday Harbor.
Yeah.
Kevin, if you're listening, we love you. That's our place to go. We love it. Okay.
Yeah.
You're so generous.
Third prize. These are all from our generous donations from our local businesses. So third prize is courtside club Warriors tickets.
Whoa.
Yeah. That's coming from Nicholas and Melberg and Rosetto.
Oh, wow.
So.
Okay.
Fourth prize is a river rafting trip.
Oh, wow. We had some friends that just came back. They had the most fabulous family vacation doing that.
Yeah, so much fun. And then the fifth prize is a topaz bracelet from Devon's.
Oh, this is lovely.
Yeah.
Lovely, lovely, lovely.
Yeah, so it's beautiful.
Across the board, great stuff.
Yeah.
Well, and to go back to the theme that you were talking about, if Susie the cheerleader came to your door, I'm sure that she would be saying something similar to our cheer team is going to go to L.A. For a competition, and we're trying to raise $3,000, and we would really, really like to have your help. And there's a little story with each individual kid that comes to sell you a ticket.
Right, and what the event is for. So if someone's going to buy, okay, I'm going to give you $50 to buy this many tickets, and then you can give the tickets away to, like, say, your staff or something like that, that the money's going towards?
Youth development and projects for youth.
That's
schools,
great.
Et cetera.
Great.
And we have raised over $5 million over 30 years.
Wow.
And we're continuing.
And it all goes back to the kids.
Absolutely.
All goes,
yeah, 100%.
This is the important bottom
that,
line.
And that has something to do with the change from the Ducky Derby to the Riffle Raffle. We'll talk about that after the break. But this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Community-oriented, dedicated, locally run, local board of directors. This is truly a community bank that has won awards for being one of the best small banks in the nation. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. 4 branches, 1 in Red Bluff, 2 right here in Redding, 1 down in Anderson. They've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened 17 years ago. They are a sponsor for many of our local organizations and events. You can learn more at bankcornerstone.com or just stop in one of the branches. They're real friendly there. I like to call it the Cheers of Banks. Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back with Riffle Raffle.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Shastagam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. 7:50 in the morning here on the 28th of August. It's about 70 degrees out there, and it's going to go up to, I think you said, what? 98 or 100 today, is it today?
It looks like we're going to have around 100, and, yeah, 100 degrees today.
100 degrees
100
today.
100 degrees.
Okay.
Tomorrow, tonight 69, so it, tomorrow 102, and then we progressed. We're going to get up to 104.
Whoa, so we haven't gotten out of the summer yet. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair in Jeff Wurst. It's a locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business, and he is an expert when it comes to repairing windshields. Let me tell you, whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 24 inches in length, he can fix it. He fixed a 10-inch crack on my windshield about 18 years ago, 17 years ago. He still can't see it. That's the kind of work he does. He doesn't take chances with your safety, your family's safety. For a free inspection and analysis, take your vehicle, car, truck, SUV, or RV with the big windows, down to 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373. Brings it into a climate-controlled a workshop there so that he can make sure that he does the type of job that he's been doing for the last 20 plus years. That's Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran owned business. We're here with Katie Meyer and Matt Bogdanovich. We're talking Riffle Raffle. It used to be known as the Ducky Derby. I think it's important for people because a lot of people go, oh, you know, I really like the Ducky Derby. I mean, it was fun. I mean, when you watch 18,000 ducks drop into the water, and you're hoping like one of them does that, gets you that 10 as it comes across. He's done a double back, twisted half gainer into the water. But there's a reason that you all have progressed from that to the Riffle Raffle.
Absolutely. And I do believe it was more like 30,000 ducks, but who's counting?
Oh, 30,000. Yeah, just twice that amount. 18,000.
Oh, well, I thought 18,000 was a lot. There's 30,000?
Yeah.
Well, you would think
and
one
imagine,
would be able to do the back.
And imagine the work every year, those numbers for 30,000 ducks, the numbers that had to be, you say, scratched off and re-entered. They were all numbered individually.
Well, and it's quite a process. We would rent the ducks. We would have them shipped in. There'd be numbers on those ducks. We'd have a bunch of us Rotarians sitting on the floor scratching those off and putting new numbers on there. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of labor and work.
But, okay, that's one thing. When you volunteer, a lot of times, you know, that's just the schleppy work. But let's discuss the fact that what it cost for you to rent them, to drop them, and the cleanup afterwards.
It cost about $30,000.
So that's what
so that was $30,000 out of your bottom line.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
right.
That's right.
$30,000 out of the kids.
Bottom line. Yeah, and when we talked about this before, Matt had come in, and gosh, first time we talked about it, I remember that. That's an awful lot of money that then the kids don't have available, and they're the ones that raise the money.
Right.
So $30,000 to drop how many? 30,000, because you sold that many.
That's right.
Yep. And then you have to, and when they go into the water, if you've ever watched this, they go into the sack, and some of them are driven into the mud because of the weight of the bottom of the river on the riverbed, and then the ones that pop up and they go down there, and you've got canoes out there, kayaks, people with nets trying to capture everyone because you don't want just ducks, rubber ducks, floating down the river.
Yeah, it was quite a duck wrangling.
It was.
To, you know, to get them all back. So.
And then you had divers go in after it to go down there.
And get them out of the mud.
Get them out of the mud, get their little yeah. rigs, get their little wrangler, you know, yeah. little lassos and all of that.
So the environmental impact was a factor. You know, we mm-hmm. want to take care of this you know, heartbeat that runs through our city and most of California, to be honest.
Yeah.
And there are salmon that are spawning in that area, and there are things that are happening. So, you know, as much fun as it is, you have to do the responsible thing and teach our children the responsible thing. You know, the Ducky Derby started in 1990, you know, and save for 1 year of COVID, we're on our 34th year, if I can do math right. You know, so
I'm not sure what COVID had to do with the ducks, but I'm sure that the government found some way of making it so you couldn't sell tickets.
I really wanted to put masks on them.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that would have taken just a little bit longer. Maybe you could have just kind of like...
Well, the kids weren't in school. That was why. So the kids couldn't sell the tickets because they weren't in school to be there to participate.
Okay.
So
Riffle Raffle, you're going to have kids coming to your businesses and front doors and all that, or?
Well, just a little bit more.
Okay.
What is different for the fundraiser? Really not a whole lot.
Yeah.
It's run the same way. The kids still get 100% back on their buck. We still set up the prizes that are wonderful that help them sell the tickets.
Mm-hmm.
And we're still raising a bunch of money every single year. For the kids, which is great.
Yeah.
Well, that's what counts.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. So
for the sales, the schools, obviously, they promote safe sales. So you're going to most likely see it coming to businesses. You're going to see it coming to friends and family. So you may not get kids knocking door to door because that's not necessarily
not like
what they promote.
Not like it was in the old days.
Not in the old days. But, you know, if you don't get someone knocking on your door, like I said, go to that sundialriffleraffle.com and click on the tickets at the top, and you can get in contact to find out, hey, where can I just had someone call yesterday, where can I track down tickets? And I was able to get
the organization you want to buy them from,
yeah,
too, I imagine.
Yeah, I gave them a handful of names of schools that were in their area, and they said, oh, yeah, that's great. You know, I know that school. I'm going to call that school.
The Anderson Trap Club for the kids that shoot. I imagine that they probably sell tickets, too. But, well, okay, well, thank you so much. And this is a big event. Takes lots of time. Takes a lot of effort. Not as much as with the ducks, but it's still a big event. Takes a lot of time. They're going to, the day of October
26th
is when they make the drawing.
11 to 3 will be the festival on the Sundial Bridge.
And you will see many Reading East Rotarians there at work.
All right. Well, thanks so much for coming in and sharing this with us.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
It's just starting, and we'll probably have you all, you know, circle back and bring a little more information about where we are and what we can do and all that, I hope, sometime in September.
I thank you very much for letting us come on.
Absolutely.
I think every year that you've done this, we've had the station here, we try to do it. And that's kind of like our bottom line.
Oh, we love to support our community.
It's good for our community. It's good for the kids.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't see a downside on this.
Uh-uh.
I mean.
No.
No, I mean, and you don't have to listen. Would you like some tickets? Yes, I would like some tickets. Perfectly done. Thank you very much. Oh, you're welcome. They're very polite. So thanks. Katie Meyer and Matt Bogdanovich, whom, by the way, 14 years ago, we offered a job here.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, you could have owned the station now.
Wow, okay. Thank goodness.
We're still
he
in here.
No.
Okay.
Oh, man. That's so nice.
We're
going to
be right back after the news, and Mark Mazzano, Reading City Councilman, who's running for re-election, will join us.
Everything. A band is blowing Dixie. Double falls.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Kamala Harris will finally give an interview, but she will not be going solo. Running mate Tim Walz will be there with Harris on the CNN set. A pre-recorded interview is scheduled to air at 9 p.m. Eastern on Thursday. An issue involving the microphones has yet to be ironed out in plans for a Trump-Harris debate.
In a social media post Tuesday afternoon, Donald Trump claimed an agreement had been reached and that debate microphones would be muted when it's not a candidate's turn to speak. But the Harris campaign rejected that claim a few hours later, saying the issue remains a matter of ongoing conversation with host network ABC. Trump's campaign wants mics to be muted, while the vice president's team prefers unmuted mics for the duration of the debate, which is scheduled for September 10th. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Special Counsel Jack Smith has brought a superseding indictment against former President Trump. This has to do with the 2020 election interference case and the BBC's Carl Nassman in Washington.
In terms of the case itself, it's very unlikely that this will even begin before voters go to the polls on November 5th. And if Donald Trump does win that election, if he becomes president again, he'll have the power to tell the government to drop the case altogether. So we'll have to see what happens there. Interestingly, in terms of spectacle and media, Jack Smith has said that he won't require Donald Trump to have another arraignment. So we won't likely see that big media scrum again. We won't see Donald Trump come back into a courtroom to face these new charges.
Mr. Trump calls the new indictment a sign of desperation. Israel says the 10 Palestinians killed in raids in the West Bank were terrorists and says its military operation is aimed at protecting Israeli civilians from attack. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is up now, 17 points, while the Nasdaq, 179 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy and founder of Wesley Financial Group. And I want to set the record straight. I am not an attorney. I've never wanted to be an attorney. And the truth is, I really don't even like attorneys. If I sound like an attorney or if I look like an attorney, I apologize. But what I've learned in my 15 years in the timeshare cancellation business is you don't need to be an attorney to get folks out of their timeshare. At Wesley, we've helped over 40,000 families cancel their timeshare without me being an attorney. And I want to share with you how we do it. Just give my office a call, and you will not talk to an attorney. And I guarantee if we take you as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free timeshare exit info kit. 800-838-8822. That's 800-838-8822. 800-838-8822.
It would appear the U.S. is playing armchair quarterback in the Russia-Ukraine conflict, and some Ukrainian officials don't like it.
Ukraine's daring ground offensive has taken the fight to Russia, but not nearly as much as its leaders would like, because, they say, the U.S. won't let them. Philip Breedlove, a retired U.S. general who led NATO in Europe from 2013 to 2016, tells the AP the war's going to end exactly how Western policymakers decide it will end. He continues, if we keep doing what we're doing, Ukraine will eventually lose, because right now we're purposely not giving Ukraine what they need to win, while EU Foreign Affairs Chief Josep Borrell says lifting restrictions on long-range ballistic missiles would strengthen Ukrainian self-defense, save lives, and reduce destruction there. I'm Charles Villadesma.
The captain of that super yacht that sank during a storm off Sicily last week, killing seven people, decided not to respond to questions from prosecutors.
News and analysis at townhall.com. Companies being flooded with job applicants from North Korea.
Tech startup Cinder says it suspects as many as 4 in 5 applicants from some job websites are part of a remote work scheme aimed to help fund the North Korean state. A cybersecurity expert told Forbes it saw one email account automated to apply to 300 different jobs, usually in IT. Once hired, they use IT to complete tasks and can make as much as $300,000 a year. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
A federal report concludes that freight railroad BNSF generally strives to improve safety consistently, but that message doesn't always reach frontline workers, and those workers often don't feel comfortable reporting their safety concerns out of fear of being disciplined. That is the bottom line of a newly released assessment by the Federal Railroad Administration. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 28th of August, 8:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. Ben's at the helm. Good. How you doing, Ben?
I'm good. How
seems like
you?
It's been forever since I've seen you.
It has. It's been a whole week.
It has?
Really?
Seems longer. But
it does feel that way, Carl. I miss you, too.
Okay. Good. Good job, son. And Linda's here, and she's got it all ready to share with you.
Well, good morning, everybody. Sunny and hot today with the temperatures around 101. That's where we're going. 65 tonight with clear skies. Light and variable winds. Tomorrow calls for 103. Sunny skies. Not too much wind. This is actually a beautiful forecast. It's better to have, you know, not the crazy breezy at this time. It looks like we have 103 on Thursday, 104 on Friday, and Saturday 102. Clear skies as well, zero precipitation, and Sunday calls for under the triple digit, 98. That's your forecast. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson, 365-3793, a veteran-owned, and where they get veteran and senior discounts, always. Again, that's out in Anderson, Shasta Gas Propane, bringing us the weather each and every time we read it.
And our guest this morning is Redding City Councilman Mark Bazzano, running for re-election. And good morning, Mark.
Good morning. Always good to be here, Carl.
Yeah, thanks for being flexible with us.
Sure. Yes.
Mark, it hasn't really gotten out there to everybody, but you're not running for the 4-year.
Right.
You're running for that 2-year term.
Right, exactly.
Can you tell us your reasoning?
Well, sure. It's pretty simple. I can commit to 2 years to the city and continue doing what I do. You know, I work my job on the council full time, and I've got a grandson now. I've got an 18-month-old grandson.
Oh, congratulations.
My daughter works graveyard. My son-in-law is a deputy sheriff. He works graveyard. So one or two nights a week, like tonight, we're going to get Jackson, who's a handful, and I will have him tomorrow morning because Kathy's working.
Okay.
So I've pulled back just a little bit, but the other reason is because I'm looking at the candidates. And, you know, I've been on the council now for 4 years, and I was there with Michael DeQuisto, and together we kind of beat our heads against the wall quite often, and that's unfortunate in government when you can't come to common ground. So I'm looking at the candidates, and you got a guy named Dave Backus, who worked on my campaign for the assembly. He's running, and you've got Dr. Paul DeNuca running. And I think that those two guys are excellent candidates for the city, and so I'm going to support them.
Great.
And so you look at the logistics of it. If I run in the 4-year term, that knocks one of those guys out, because I believe I can win. I absolutely believe I can win. So by running in the 2-year term, I fulfill my commitment to the city once again. I stuck around for four mm-hmm. years. I didn't mm-hmm. leave early. And I'm going to do another 2 years. Now, in 2 years, ask me if I'm going to run again. And I'll tell you today, yes. In 2 years, I'll run again. I'll run it for another 4 years. I've jumped on to Heather Hadwick's campaign. team, and I'm representing her when she can't make it. I think she's the best candidate for the job in Sacramento. And she made me a promise. The biggest complaint I got, you know, when I was on the primary trail was we didn't get enough visitations from Sacramento.
Yes, yes.
And that's everybody thinking that way. And I felt that way, too. Okay. But Heather's promised me that she will be a presence in Redding. I had a lunch meeting with her yesterday, and we're doing a fundraiser out at Glenn Hawes's ranch.
Okay. Carl Bott's ranch?
Yeah, Carl Bott's ranch.
I wish Carl Bott had Glenn Hawes's ranch.
Yeah.
You know, okay.
Well, hey, I was out there just the other day, and he gave me he has a huge watermelon patch.
Yeah.
And
oh.
I'm out there with this guy, and he's bending over, tapping on watermelons and going, "This is a good one, Mark. This is a good one." I went home with about 5 watermelons.
Glenn Hawes came up to this ride I was on up in the Warner Mountains, mm-hmm. and he always shows up on Friday.
Heather's area.
Yeah, but yeah, and for this ride, and I said Glenn Hawes is coming up. They say he doesn't miss it.
Yeah.
He used to ride with it, but you know he's now he's just up there participating in the in that Friday day we have there of people trying to kill each other.
Yeah,
with cows. well, people like me trying to kill each other with cows. But he What he's a gentleman.
I probably have lunch with him a couple of times a month.
Yeah.
He's a wealth of information,
yes.
And his tomato patch. I went home with a case of tomatoes, and I was eating like 3 at a time. They're so damn good.
How fabulous.
There's nothing like fresh tomatoes out of a garden.
So Heather's
that people know what they're doing.
Fundraiser right. is at Glenn Hawes Ranch. That's
it's going to be a sport clay shooting event on the, I believe it's the 14th of September. It's a Saturday. They're going to be out there. They're bringing a bunch of people out. And I've tried it. I've been to Glenn's ranch, and I've tried it. And I was a cop for 30 years. I can't hit that damn thing flying across the sky. Where'd it go? And I can't hit it. But there are people that can. In fact, his grandson, he can get 2 at a time.
Whoa.
So you look back at what's been going on in the city. Well, there's a lot going on, Carl. I mean, you've got to talk about Big League Dreams. You've got to talk about the airport. You've got to talk about parking. So in 2 years, I can do a lot more for that. And that's really kind of the driving
force.
Well,
those are all subjects I'd like to address. To me, let's start with the Velo. That's the closest one. They ended Monday.
You're different.
They're not flying. The last flight was Monday.
I mean, completely.
Yeah. Completely.
I was there. I went there.
I saw that. And the thing about it is, Avello's saying this is strictly a business thing. And that the people that handle the luggage and, you know, do all the groundwork are pulling out of California.
That's correct.
Is pulling out of California. And yet, Avello's opening up another flight over there in Humboldt County because they can move. They have their own people that work for Avello.
Well,
is
actually,
the way I took it.
I talked to one of their executives at the airport on Monday. What they did was, Arcata is a different market. It's farther from Sacramento, so they can charge more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there's a bigger profit margin there. And what they did when the company decided to pull out of California, they offered jobs to all those people. And so you can now be Avello employees and handle our baggage and stuff. We can't do that in Reading yet, okay? We need – Avello likes it here. They want to come back. But we've got to solve that problem. We've got to get the baggage. And you can't just say, okay, Carl, you're going to be a baggage handler. There's all kinds of training you've got to go to and certifications and background checks. They don't just let anybody put your bags on the plane. And so – when you look at that and you talk to those people, I talked to the passengers. The passengers are really disappointed.
Oh, God.
That, you know,
we know people that use that all the time.
They fly back and forth to L.A. on a regular basis, and now they have to drive.
Right. Well, they have to drive to Sacramento because the cost factor is different.
Yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh.
You might fly out of Reading if it's $50 or $100 more than driving all the way to Sacramento.
And then parking.
By the time you add, I know. I was in Chicago for a week, and I had to park at the airport for a week. It was almost $100 for parking.
Right.
Plus your gas and your time.
Right.
If you pencil it out, sometimes it's better just to fly out of Reading.
Right.
You know, but for families especially, it's difficult because it is more expensive.
Right.
So this decision was made because this company is pulling out the ground handling of all the baggage and everything, getting the people on and off the plane, all that. They're just pulling out of California, period. Avello was able to hire some of their people from this company to work in Arcata.
Correct.
So, but we just kind of it wasn't anything that Redding did.
In other words, yeah, I
you know, that it seemed, you know, some people were saying, oh, we could have done more, but I'm not sure that that's true.
I don't think that we could have done more. You talk to Steve Bade, who is assistant city manager, and he's on top of it. It's dollars and cents. It comes down to dollars and cents. You know, Avelo Airlines only has 18 airplanes. I didn't know that.
No.
18 airplanes. And they're expanding their market on the East Coast. And they can make a decision on the flip of a coin. That's their
ability.
They
cut service in like five other places.
They do that.
And they've got to look at where they can get the best return on their bucks.
Absolutely.
And if flying into Poughkeepsie, Mississippi is not the place they want to fly into, well, they're going to – I can make – you know, if I just – shut this one down, and then I pick Meridian, Idaho, and I can make more money. That's what I'm going to fly to.
Sure. And you know, we understand the value at City Hall. We're doing our homework and trying to get more flights into here. I'd love to get that flight to Denver. Because, you know, in the wintertime, flying into San Francisco is take a chance.
It's a hit or miss.
Exactly.
Well, Linda had several things that she was doing and planned to fly to San Francisco, and we ended up driving to Sacramento 50% of the time,
sure,
because that one was always canceled.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. Okay, we're here with Mark Mazzano. We're talking about what happened with Avelo, and he's pretty much explained it, that if the situation changes, you know, they could come back.
Well, there's lots of things we can do. We can we can waive their landing fees for a year or two.
Yeah.
We can waive their counter fees. You know, to have that counter in the terminal, we have to charge for that. That's how we make money.
Mm-hmm.
And the revenue guarantee is not out of the question. We've done it before. And,
right.
And if we have to do it again, I would be in support of that.
I thought we had like a million or so, or five or six. At one time we had.
I think it was $1 million.
I believe it was $1 million. It was before my time, but yes.
Yeah. Okay, we got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy's been helping people since 1993. Families, veterans, seniors, business owners, you name it. Two separate branches, insurance and financial management. She has her well-trained team there ready to help. If you're having questions about your retirement plans, your 401ks, those with today's economy, people are having to pull out of their retirement plans money, be able to live day to day when the price of eggs has gone up 143% in the last 3 years. Think about that. 143%. Maybe it's time to have a second look, a review, an evaluation of your plans. Well, that's what Judy is offering, a free review and evaluation of your retirement plans, your insurance plans, all of these. Give her a call at 530-221-0441, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. We do business with Judy, and we're real happy there. 8:17 in the morning, and we'll be right back with Mark Mazzano, Reading City Councilman.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Gold Leaf Summer Sale is going on now, and you don't want to miss it. If you need shade trees, they have them at 20% off, along with crepe myrtles and blooming fruit trees. Shrubs and trees are the foundation of any landscape design. They offer color, fragrance, shade, and privacy.
Shrubs and trees will thrive when they're planted in the right place. Goldleaf Nursery is here to help you choose the right shrubs and trees that work best with your landscape project. Take advantage of their summer sale going on now. You'll find shade trees and shrubs in 1 gallon or larger, all 20% off. That's a huge savings for any project. Goldleaf Summer Sale is going on now, and you don't want to miss it. Come on out and stroll through the beautiful grounds of Goldleaf Nursery and take advantage of their summer sale. It is going on right now. You'll find your local Goldleaf Nursery at 6186 Churn Creek Road at the corner of Airport Road and Dersh across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course, as well as online at goldleafnursery.com.
Live at the Cascade Theater, James Garner's tribute to Johnny Cash.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher.
Returning to Reading Friday, September 13th, starting at 7:30 at the Cascade Theater. Enjoy the stories and especially the music.
Keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine. I want the line.
Take a trip down memory lane with a tribute to the Man in Black.
I hear the train coming, it's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison.
Don't miss James Garner's tribute to Johnny Cash. Friday, September 13th, starting at 7:30 at the Cascade Theater. Tickets are on sale now at cascadetheater.org or by calling 530-243-8877. That's 530-243-8877.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Did you broadcast what I just said?
I don't think so. Did I?
Something about can't hear bleep.
I had my headphones on. I didn't hear anything. I hope not.
I didn't hear it. I heard the great music.
Okay. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. Well, I didn't know because when I come back on, you're so quick to turn on my mic. I just want to make sure you hadn't turned it on a little bit early when I was describing something. at least it wasn't hyphenated. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the United States, rated A ratings from LeapFrog, which rates hospitals throughout the United States, too. You ought to check and see what the ratings are. You can do that. Just go to LeapFrog on all the hospitals in our area. A teaching hospital with 22 residents going through school there in a residency, with more coming next year and the year after that and the year after that. There's so many things that Shasta Regional Medical Center is doing to improve the health of our city, our county, and our area around here. Healing starts there, Shasta Regional Medical Center. And I'm here with Mark Mazzano, and I was going to complain. Somebody asked, how much money does the city council make as opposed to the board of supervisors? And I thought, here we go again with these overpaid city officials. So, no, I'm kidding, because I know how much money you make. So, how much money does a city councilman make a month?
$600.
before taxes.
Yeah, it's $400 in my case after taxes, and I'll tell you, it doesn't cover my gas bill driving around our city.
Right. And the Board of Supervisors makes approximately?
A little over $70,000.
A little over $70,000
a year. Maybe 80, I don't know.
Yeah, it could be more. And it's considered a part-time job.
Well, I'm not sure. It might be considered part-time, but I don't think it is. I think I work my job full-time, and I think as a supervisor, you ought to be working it full-time, too. This is a big county.
Well, if it is full-time, then you know what? You've stepped away from work. You've stepped away from that and having to do it. I frankly think that the city council should be paid more.
Well, we bring more candidates.
Let's think about it.
We bring more candidates to the table that, you know, it's like a part-time job for them, but it would give us more options. I mean, right now you look at the candidates who you have to be able to afford to do it.
Yeah.
You can't just, you know, say, okay, I'm going to be a councilman and not show up. Some of the staff reports that you have to read, the meetings that you have to go to, we're all assigned to committees. The mayor assigns us to committees. Then you're an alternate on a committee, and you've got to go to those meetings. I've been on the CERTA board, the Shasta Regional Transportation Authority, for 3 years now. And they meet on a regular basis, and we're passing out millions of dollars in transportation funds. But you've got to research that. You've got to read the staff reports. You can't just say, okay, do it. Is it in the best interest of our people in the city of Reading?
Are we spending our money wisely?
Sure.
Speaking of which, that brings me right to big league dreams. I've only lived here, 17 years. Okay. And I've heard about Big League Dreams a lot, along with other things. And Big League Dreams, I have friends that are out there 3 times a week playing roller hockey. You know, I mean, they love it. And then I remember going to a city council meeting, not for the reason to listen to this, but it was for something else. And I heard the Parks and Rec person, I can't remember her name right now, who was the one before?
Kim Niemer.
They talked about money that was going to be put into the Big League Dreams to refurbish it and all that. And I think you asked the question, well, who's going to be in charge of this? And she said, well, I am. And I thought, that's interesting. This is the same person that was in charge of the soccer field that went down to disaster. But I didn't say anything because it's really, hey, that's a city thing. So here we are. Big League Dreams got sold, and then this new company just walked away.
Well, they couldn't meet our requirements. Yeah. There was a lot of infrastructure work and
that needed to be done, which I thought that money was being provided according to that meeting I went to. I may have misunderstood part of it. But so I have seen the plan for Big League Dreams. Can you give us some insight into this?
Sure. I'll tell you, it's very important to the council. You know, if you go back to the soccer park, when they filled the chambers with soccer players, they packed the place.
Yeah.
How do you vote against giving them money? You know, that was what Michael DeQuisto said. How do you vote against that? And whether or not it was the best decision at the time, I wasn't there. But I can tell you.
Well, they took the money from REU.
Right.
And
they made a loan.
And I remember Erin saying this. She says, we will pay that back. This is not going to be a forgiven debt. And then Erin moved on. And then after that, the vote was made to, nope, we're not going to pay it back.
Yeah, that was when we got the new council seated with Tanessa and Jack. It went away, and it was unfortunate. You know, nothing in politics.
That was over $2 million that they took out of REU. Now I realize REU had been awarded money for something else, and it wasn't like from the ratepayers. But that could have been used.
Sure. Well, anyway. you look at everything that goes on there, and you have to ask questions. I mean, I was surprised. I didn't know that we hadn't gotten a P&L statement from Big League Dreams since 2009. How does that happen? And so you have to ask the questions.
Who's in charge of Big League Dreams in the city? In the city staff, who's in charge of Big League Dreams?
Well, that comes under the Parks Department. So yeah. I'm going to say that's Travis. And Travis is a great, great guy. He's doing a great job.
He's new.
But he's been there a while. He worked under Niemer. He's got his fingers in there, and he knows what he's doing. He's quite knowledgeable. I'm impressed with
him. So he would be like Kamala Harris working for Biden.
Yeah, yeah. He reports to the city manager. He reports to Barry Tippin.
Okay, now.
And now he does. Before it was to Kim Niemer. But, you know, we asked for a short-term plan, and we got it. You know, our goal is to get that facility reopened. The community needs it. Now, I believe that parks in general, certainly Big League Dreams is one of those parks, That's a service that a city provides. We don't make any money on them. They're all losers when it comes to making money. You might have to pay a fee to use the park, but you know, we're not doing that every day. But we still got to mow the grass. We've got to fix the sprinklers. We've got to pay the park employees that are out there cleaning our parks. And so when you look at that and you say to yourself, okay, my position as a council member, it's a service that we're going to provide the community.
And
we're going to
thousands of people go there, just like thousands use the soccer field. I mean, I understand the reasoning behind it, but what I don't understand is the lack of oversight.
That's got to change. That's got to change. I mean, from to get to where it got to, you know, when we talk about it, it didn't just happen overnight, Carl. We had several meetings about it in closed session and in the public arena, and we talked about the issues, and we kept giving that vendor more opportunities. We just kept kicking the can down the road, and we finally had to say, that's enough. That's enough. The council says, that's enough. Put a stop to this. We'll let the lawyers handle it, and we're going to move on. But we have to open that park. I was in getting my eyes checked at my eye doctor's a week or so ago, and the assistant helping the doctor, she goes, you're Councilman Mazzano. Well, yeah, I am. How can I help you? Well, you need to get that field house open because roller hockey is important. And I looked at her, and I go, are you a roller hockey player? And she goes, I am. I go, well, so do you get in fights in the rink and stuff? No, I'm much more professional than that now. We don't do that anymore. It's not like it was.
Roller derby.
Yeah, roller derby.
She was a roller derby queen.
She's a roller derby.
God, you know what? Those girls are so cool.
And you got the kids that play roller hockey, Carl.
And if they adults playing roller hockey in the leagues there. So I guess the question is, I saw the plan that it's a short-term plan of 6 months. It's to get everything so people can use it, and then try to find a vendor who's going to run this place.
No, I would rather see the city run it, with the exception of the cafeteria, the restaurant.
The restaurant. I don't think the bar.
I don't think the city needs to be in that business. That's my position.
Okay, so I
can't speak for the council. So that's my position.
So that means hiring more people.
We might have to hire a few more people, but I think Travis has got the people that can do the job. And we've gotten a lot of support from the community. They're willing to step up. They, you know, the roller derby people, they've got their own insurance. The rest of the people that are coming in there, they're all stepping up saying, what can we do to help? And they're showing us some of the things that need to be done out there.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're looking at it, and we give Travis 6 months to get it going. We want it quicker than that. I would like to have it tomorrow. But it's all about the kids. I mean, my gosh, if you're playing roller hockey and that can lead to a collegiate scholarship, we need to do that. We don't need to send our kids to San Jose.
It gets them off their butts and gets them out there exercising and all that. Same thing with baseball and softball leagues and all of this. And it's a shame it got to that point. And
it's very unfortunate.
It is. And I look at it as management problems at the city level, that somewhere along the line, like the soccer field, from what I understand, they were supposed to be putting money into a repair account so they could fix these things with the soccer field, and yet nothing was put into that for years.
Right, and again,
is that the way?
Unfortunately, before my time.
No, it was. But it was, and I'm not laying blame on here, except the supervisory personnel that are supposed to be watching this. That, I mean, for not telling the city council, we're having some real problems here, and
right,
let it kind of go like that.
Yeah,
but Travis's plan does seem.
I think he's on the right track. And I support him 100%.
You've got to have him in and talk about having, you know, the number of things that come under his purview. I mean, there's just so many.
Well, we're constantly looking for grants, and it's another thing that's dear to my heart is the parks. That when a developer builds a development, we make them put in parks.
Right.
And we've got a bunch of parks that have never been built, and I'm pushing for that.
Well, let's talk about that and other things
when
we get back. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from where old Lucky Miller's used to be. It's right off of Athens right there. They're locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. Started in 1960, been in the same spot since 67. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. Like I said, it's a veteran-owned business. I make an appointment to go there
just by calling 530-244-9478. Instead of just stopping in, you may have a wait and all that. This way, with an appointment, you walk in, get a great haircut, and walk out. I've never had a bad haircut there. It's not a salon. It is a barbershop. It's man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. 530-244-9478. We'll be right back with Mark Mazzano, Reading City Council.
Whether you're looking for unique items for your home or office, shop Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane offers a variety of antiques, military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry, including crosses and rings, along with sports memorabilia and collectibles. Memory Lane also features antique and upcycled furniture and decor, including paintings and signs, picture frames, books, and movies. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles also has a wide assortment of jewelry to choose from, including antique and vintage, to costume and classic jewelry. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Memory Lane is open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Feeling the smoke in the air? Breathe easier at Capturing the Epsom Salt Cave on Market Street. Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs, clearing and easing asthma, sinus, and skin issues. Perfect for teens, families, athletes, and pets. Our salt therapy also helps with inflammation, frozen shoulder, carpal tunnel, and surgery recovery. Enjoy our infrared sauna and light therapy for weight loss and rejuvenation. Plus, try the Genesis Stone, a wearable aid for breathing and stress relief that may help reduce medication needs. Don't miss our back-to-school coupon codes around town. Visit Capturing the Epsom Salt Cave today.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
We are the champions. Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. Linda had to leave. She had an appointment. I assume she made it. Today, Wednesday, the 28th of August, 8:37 in the morning. Going to go up to, 101 today. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, family-owned business, three generations,
Great people, locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 530-365-3793. I'm here with Mark Mazzano from Redding City Council. Okay. Let's start with the homeless.
Yeah.
That new, I saw where the police department and the city and everybody, you've got a new strategy.
We do have a new strategy. In fact, it comes from the ruling of the Supreme Court of the United States. And they made some decisions, and we're going to abide by those rules. And it's pretty basic. Before, it was an administrative nightmare for the police department to keep track of the number of open beds, because if there was an open bed, then we could enforce illegal camping. But if there were no open beds, we were not allowed to enforce the no camping ordinance in the city. So that's changed. We don't have to track that anymore. The other thing that's changed, our new program is we're dealing with repeat offenders that want to park camp illegally. Now with a repeat offender, we can give them 24-hour notice to move along. And if they don't, you know, look, here's the important thing. Treat everybody the same. And understand that if you want to take advantage of the services we are willing to offer you to help you with your situation, be it alcohol addiction, drug addiction, or mental health, those are the three big ones. If you want to take advantage of what we have to offer you, we're ready and willing and able to do that. But it's for those people that don't want to take advantage of that.
I think what I've seen in talking to the experts is that there are enough outlets, enough support out there to help people that need mental help, get off drugs and all this. And just like you said, that people that take advantage of this, we've got a big heart here. We want them to be off drugs. We want to get them help if they have mental problems. But if you don't want to,
go somewhere else.
Go someplace else.
Yeah. That's the heartbeat of the city right now. And I'll tell you that we've got a number of programs in the city that are working. Our pallet shelter program is working. We've got eight of them behind the RABA office down there on South Market. And we've moved those people. That's a 10-month program. They go to counseling. They've got rules to follow there. We've moved them out of there already, some of them in less than 10 months, mm-hmm. into supportive housing, and they've got jobs. And we want to bring more in. We're building more of those pallet shelters. We're building 10 more at the Mission. And Jonathan over there, he's doing some great work. We authorized the purchase of that 8,000-square-foot building.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to make that
like a dorm type
thing?
Well,
no, it's not going to be a dorm. It'll be a navigation center is the word I like to use. There are other words that you can call it. But we want to bring
are
all of
this. Are people going to be able to stay in there, though?
During the day.
Yeah.
But we want to bring all the services together. Right now, if you want to get this, you got to go this side of town. If you want to get this, you got to go to that side of town. It's difficult. But if we can rehab that, and the Mission's going to do this to the tune of about $1.2 million, rehab that building and put some office space in there. So maybe on Mondays and Wednesdays, we get DMV to come in there, or Social Security. All the different organizations could have office space there on a part-time basis to offer their services to the unsheltered. I mean, you look at – I've been doing this for 2 years out there at Martin Luther King Park, feeding those people. And with the help of Kevin Cry in the county, we've gotten 26 people out of that canyon into supportive housing. There was a guy that came for breakfast last Saturday. He's a finished carpenter. He's a cabinet maker. He's got a job. He's working. He needs a little help getting housing. He's still camping in a tent, but he's going to work. And that's what we want. If you come to me and say, hey, I need help, we can get you the help.
Well, housing in this city is a real problem. And I'm not talking just for the homeless. I'm talking about for the working class,
the working poor
that two people working, they're working full time, and they can't find a place.
Well,
to
that's the result of the pandemic, in my opinion.
Well, but whatever it is, it's still impacting.
Well, it does, absolutely. People. But when I say the pandemic, it's because it showed that people could telecommute. So now they want to live in Redding. Who wouldn't want to live here with all that we have to offer? Why would you want to live in?
Who wouldn't want to live here? Okay, I thought you said who would have.
No. Me. Why would you want to live in San Francisco and pay $3,000 a month to live in an 800-square-foot box?
Yeah.
When you can live here and raise your kids here.
Yeah.
That's what I want. That's why I came to Northern California.
Well, it's the American dream.
1999.
Well, I heard that if you downgrade to a tent in San Francisco, the government starts paying you.
It doesn't surprise me. Look, nothing in politics surprises me. Occasionally I'm disappointed, but nothing surprises me.
Okay, so we've got a new way of handling homeless. We'll see how that works.
Yeah.
Okay, the tribe, Ready Rancheria.
Their project got approved.
Sure did.
They're moving forward. It's been a 20-year fight, if you will. They want to be good neighbors, and they need some things from the city. They need water, they need sewer, they need electric, and they need trash service. And I think we should give it to them. I've been fighting for the tribe since I got elected. We've screwed with the tribe long enough.
What is the battle here? Because there's people on the city council that thoroughly fought this, Ready Rancheria having their own property and put in wanting to use it. Now there's rumors is that they're going to just make it so hard that it's just going to drag out the construction of that building.
See, now, you could be right, but I'm telling you that for me, it's 2,000 jobs over a two-year period for construction workers. Mm-hmm. It's 1,000 jobs, up near 1,000 jobs once it's built. Where do those people spend their money, Carl, when they get paid on Friday? They come to our city. They shop in our grocery stores. They buy our gas.
I understand. And you're preaching to the choir here, partner. But yet we still seem to have a group of people on the city council that want to make this too hard. They're not going to win because it's going to happen.
Oh, it has to happen.
It's going to happen.
We can't stop
Ready Rancheria plans out six generations, and they're going to make this happen.
You know,
is there a way that the city council, and this is the last question before the break, is there a way the city council can make it fair but move it along?
What am I holding up, Carl?
Three
fingers. It takes three. You got to count to three.
Usually he just holds up one.
Yeah, you got to count to three. And it's a matter of getting the council to see that they are good neighbors. They've helped this city with millions of dollars. Where do you think that money comes from? They're not growing corn. They're getting it in their casino. Now, I am not the person that's going to legislate morality. My job as an elected official is to protect my constituents through zoning and legislation. That's my focus. And is in the best interest of the city to move that project forward, and I believe it is. There are people that don't like it because they think it's going to bring too much traffic. Well, wait till we put the diverging double diamond on that bridge. It'll smooth it right out. People didn't like the roundabout for Costco. We haven't won one major injury accident at the roundabout.
I think you're going to have somebody's listening will call in and tell you that's not true, that there has been accidents there and all
no
this.
No major injury accidents.
Okay, no major injury accidents. You know what? I've been on roundabouts. I've got to take a break. In Europe. I mean, like eight-lane roundabouts with semis coming through there. And it's just a matter of life or whether you merge in. But I will tell you, at Costco, there's been times when I'm looking over my shoulder and I'm going, that person is not going to yield. And, you know what? People need to get used to it, but it's not a macho thing here, guys. Be polite. Let's just merge.
There's nothing in our city. We've got multiple roundabouts in the city.
I know. Anyway, okay, we're Mark Mazzano, Reading City Council. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com. Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it! Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. And tomorrow we'll have Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, the Veterans Home. And on Friday, Dr. Paul DeNuca will join us at 8 o'clock. 8:50 in the morning here on the 28th. It's going to be up to like 101 today, people, so just be aware. And our guest is Mark Mazzano, who is a member of the Redding City Council, has been, is running for re-election in the two-year term. I think there's only, what, two of you running, or is there more than two?
There's three of us.
Three, you and Aaron Reznor and I don't know who.
Anthony Spengler.
Okay.
I don't know.
I'll get them all on. Okay. I ask this to every city council candidate. Rodeo grounds.
Sure.
Yeah, you know, full disclosure here, I'm a member of the Redding Rodeo Association. I've been going to that rodeo since we moved here. What is the problem with giving the Redding Rodeo Association a long-term lease? They have not ever asked for a dollar from the citizens of this city or the city council or anything. And they have... We have generated our own money. We built new, put in new lighting systems. We put in the ADA stuff, and we raised that money ourselves. What is the difficulty in giving a long-term lease?
Well, I would think that certainly when the governor brought in the Surplus Land Act, that caused some problems.
Yeah.
But they've done a revision to that, and we've got the final revision that's been approved by the governor, and there's language in there that would allow us, in my opinion, I'm not a lawyer, but in my opinion, based on what I've read, it allows us to offer them a long-term lease if they maintain the current flow or the current landscape of the property.
If they don't change the mission statement
exactly.
There as they have it. If you want to go from a rodeo arena and you want to make it into a shopping mall, that's different.
Totally different.
So, but
totally
as long different. As it's keeping the same footprint, general footprint, and the business or the organization,
right?
You're saying in what you believe. Under the Surplus Land Act, it was just signed, and the changes to it, they could have a 40-year lease.
Oh, I brought it up at the last council meeting. I wanted to give them a 35-year lease with two 10-year extensions, and it's got. I couldn't get the support. It's got to be looked
Did
at.
Did anybody even second it?
We didn't get there.
Oh, okay.
We didn't get there. I wanted staff
what
to
is,
come
what
back.
Is the okay? So what's the opposition here for this? Is it this riverfront specific plan?
Well, that was a deal that we came up with when the city got the unsolicited offer to sell the riverfront to an investors group. And I was opposed to that. In fact, I was in L.A. when that happened, and my phone was blowing up with, you can't sell the riverfront, you can't sell the rodeo. And I had to come back and ask Mr. Tippin, what's going on here? And he told me about this unsolicited offer, and they were going to do it in closed session. Erin Reznor was the mayor at the time, and I told her, I said, I'm not going to closed session. I don't have to go. I don't want to be any part of that. I don't want to be any part of that. You had that same problem when you sold the land to block the tribe's expansion to their own property.
Yeah, that was a,
And that was before my time. It was illegal. The city spent $103,000. But thanks to Michael DeQuisto, Red Emerson had to put up $100,000 of indemnification. So we only spent $3,000 defending that. What people don't know, though, is that the tribe's still entitled to legal fees. It's my understanding. I could be wrong, but I don't think I am. But they don't want them. They're not asking for it. They want to be good partners. So you look at the rodeo grounds and you go, look, it's run by volunteers. How much more can they take on as a volunteer organization? But by giving them a long-term lease, it allows them to go get financing for some capital improvements. They just want to make it better.
That's
and
the
everybody
whole thing.
Goes, the damn thing sells out every year now. And the community loves it. We are a rural community up here, and people come from all over to go to that rodeo. It's televised nationally.
Yep.
It's a huge event, and they do a great job. And so we're not the only rodeo that has a cow jump over the railing.
No, I saw one the other day.
Yeah.
It was a bull. And it's rodeo. And the fact is it does bring in millions of dollars each year to the city of Redding and the county of Shasta. Again, when I ask people that are running, why are you opposed to the rodeo? Oh, I'm not opposed to the rodeo, but we need to have this. We need to have this riverfront specific plan. We just spent $1 million on and take a look at it, see what the people want. Yeah, I mean, I can kind of understand that, but I can't see the city being able to have that dream come true, because this is going to be hundreds of millions of dollars.
Oh,
on
but
these
it's
and
it's,
who's going to run that?
It's you
where's
have
the
goals.
Money come from?
That's a good question. I'm not supporting a tax increase, I can tell you that. But, you know, I think what people are looking at is there's a group of people in this community that would love to develop that riverfront and put the low-income qualifying housing on it. And I'm opposed to that. If I have to walk through one gate to get to that river, I'm against it.
I think that there's things we can put along that river that would improve and enhance people's enjoyment of it.
Absolutely.
I don't know if housing on there is part of it.
I don't think the people will support it. And I'll tell you, you know, you talk about things going on down there. We're moving forward with widening that boat ramp.
Yeah.
Redoing the bathrooms.
Yeah.
I question whether or not we have to blacktop all that for the simple reason that when the rodeo comes to town and they have all their horses back there and you're unloading a $200,000 horse out of a trailer and it slips on asphalt and tears a tendon, you got to put that horse down. And that's just not right. We don't need that. If we need more parking out there, that's what a spray can paint can is for. You can put paint stripes right down on the dirt and it'll work for a month and then you go right back out there again and put them down again.
Well, I think that if you talk to a lot of the fly fishing guides and the companies, they don't need that much parking because they come in, drop off, and leave.
Yeah.
I mean, there's, you know, so, but that's separate from, but that's just something else that's happening. Oh, we need to do this. We need to take part of yours. And it's showing people that they don't have a concept of what it takes to put on a rodeo. Then you have people say, well, you only use it once a year. Well, there's a lot of other things beyond that. It's not just once a year. It could be used more if we had wide open parking, which
right.
we don't.
Yeah,
parking belongs
the parking
to
is a challenge
advanced
there.
Reading.
It's a yeah. challenge out there, and the idea of a multi-story parking structure is being tossed around. You'd have to put it somewhere out there, and the bridge across the river to get to the other side to come out on South Market. Those are all viable options, but we've got to talk about it. We've
yep.
got to be able to say, look, this is our vision. This is what we want to do.
So just get this final thought. In your opinion, you said you're not a lawyer, but now that the Surplus Land Act has been signed, that you can give a long-term contract to an entity that's already been there, and they don't change their the parameters for what they are, but they can so they can expand things, you know, in their whatever that organization is, as long as they don't change the basic
right.
premise.
And I've given that plan to our city manager. Already had it. Barry Tippin told me he already received it. Mm-hmm. I gave a copy to our city attorney, and I've asked them to interpret it. That's what we have to live by.
Yeah.
The attorneys that make those decisions, and so they're evaluating it, and they're going to come back. I've asked them to come back with a report on the logistics and the legality issues of giving the rodeo a long-term lease. I tried to 35, 10, and 10 just at the last council meeting, and I'll try it again.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see what happens there. I think the people want the rodeo to stay there.
Absolutely want it to stay there. Well, it wouldn't sell out if they didn't yeah. want it to stay there. I've been trying to
Mark,
get a box there for
2 years.
Years.
I mean, we've run out of time. How do people get a hold of you to donate or learn more about your campaign and the issues?
MarkMazzano.com. Mark is easy. The Mazzano part, everybody wants to spell it M-A. It's M-E. If you were listening to my grandfather, he would say, our name is Mezzano. Mezzano. That's M-E-Z-Z-A-N-O. But it's the American version of Mazzano, and that's what people
look
at. And
you have a good website there.
I have a website, and you can get a hold of me through City Hall. I'm still a councilman.
Who answers his phone?
I do.
Okay, we got to take a break tomorrow, or not break, we're ending today, and another grueling 2 hours put into the books, and tomorrow, Shasta County citizens advocating respect. Have a good day, and God bless America.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Medical Center.